So I've got recordings going for open session. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI-22-015 regarding Mr. Timothy Armenta. The time is now 10:06 a.m. on August 30th, 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I need to have all attendees introduce themselves with their title and their purpose. We'll go ahead and get started with board staff. Again, I'm Daniel Carthel.
Caitlin Crawford, board staff.
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Thanks.
Brandon Eaton, board staff.
Thank you. And EAC members, if you wouldn't mind.
Brewster Bray, EAC member, home inspector.
Dennis Knobley, home inspector, EAC member.
Mark Campani, home inspector, EAC member.
Thank you. And then Mr. Armenta?
Tim Armenta, home inspector.
That works.
And Matt Maxwell, home inspector and owner of Silverhammer Inspections.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, Mr. Donald.
Certainly. Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General and Acting Board Counsel.
Thank you. All right, just a few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I can know who said what. To avoid disruptions, we'll need to have all cell phones either turned off or muted. That's just as much a reminder for me as anyone else. There we are. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. So the final outcome comes from the board. The findings from this committee will be used to recommend to the board whether we believe a violation has occurred or not. But final outcome is always on the board. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on January 27, 2022, related to a home inspection at 4915 South Deer Trail in Prescott, Arizona, on or about June 24th of 2021. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC meeting prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in the case based upon the material provided. This time I need to ask committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without conflicts with respondent or a ledger. For the record, I will call each EAC member's name, and if you could signify yes or no on whether you're good to move forward without conflicts. Mr. Bray.
Yes, I am. I have reviewed the report.
Thank you. Mr. Nobley.
Yes, I reviewed the report and I don't have any conflicts.
Thank you. And Mr. Timpani.
Yes, no conflicts.
Great, appreciate it. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with a ledger, but I do need to note for the record that a ledger was invited with ample notice and has not gotten back to me and is not here to participate today. Also, we did, prior to starting the meeting, we did reach out to a ledger by phone and were unable to get a hold of him. So we'll be starting interviews with respondent, which is Mr. Armenta, and then witness, which would be Mr. Maxwell. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. I do want to make it clear to EAC members that you are able and encouraged to ask any questions you have for each item. It's just we have a separate session to deliberate afterwards. Any party here not being interviewed will need to wait in the lobby. You'll be called in when it's your time for the interview. At this time, I need to call for a motion to enter executive session from an EAC member, please.
Bruce DeBray makes a motion to enter into executive session.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
Second.
Mr. Timpani, thank you. And then we'll need to do a roll call vote, just yay or yes or no on going into the executive session. Mr. Bray, a vote to go into executive session.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Timpani.
Yes.
And Mr. Nobley.
Yes.
Thanks. All right, so we are going to move into into executive session. I'm going to end this recording for initial open session at 10:11.